What kind of zombie knocks? Sure, it sounds like some postmodern Zen riddle to you, but if you were trapped in a conference room surrounded by zombies, like our man Edwin, this question would be anything but academic. What kind of zombie knocks? I mean, it's certain death if you open the door, but you're probably going to be torn to pieces by a pack of zombies anyway. So if you go to your death knowing rather than not knowing, isn't that a mark in the plus column? I mean, you're dead already. Aren't you?
Bark, my children, bark. I want to talk to this man.
Ah, zombies don't knock. I guess it's really not much of a riddle after all.
So you're the other consultant. Well, however much you're charging, it's no gonna be enough.
This is the conclusion of How to Succeed in Evil, Cheap Labor, Part 3. I'm proud to announce the launch of succeedinevil.com. There's plenty of art and information, and you can even order comic books. So please go by and check it out. Drive the traffic through the roof. Also, please subscribe to the new Succeed in Evil feed. Since Evil now has a home of its own, that's where the new episodes will be appearing.
So, Mark, they didn't go with your plan. And now you and the evil clutches of the voodoo priest. Bad juju, bad mambo for you, sure. So what am I gonna call you when you my zombie?
My card.
Edwin Winsor. What kind of zombie name that guana make? You don't need no business card working for the voodoo priest.
Yes, yes, very impressive.
You must cower in fear before my black juju.
Oh, absolutely. I'm too terrified to ask my question.
With book or mambo or black juju powder of the great... Wait a minute. What's your question?
No, I'd hate to interrupt.
So, okay, I start over.
Why are you destroying a perfectly good, albeit somewhat misled, company?
Oh, they don't pay the invoice on time.
Cash flow troubles?
Man, you got no idea. Never have a zombie do your accounting. Zombies, man, they always short on brains.
So how, exactly, do you think that destroying the building will improve your cash flow?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, zombies, knock it off. Go break something on the other end of the building for a while.
Here, sit down. Let's talk things through.
I just get so angry sometimes. I don't know accounting. I know voodoo. I don't know anything about the business. I never wanted to do the business.
What do you want?
Baseball. I love baseball and I hate business.
Well, I'm very sorry things aren't working out for you.
Ah, what you gonna do? Gotta load bananas till the boat go away. Okay, time to get back to it. I hope you like the brains, because you're gonna be powerful hungry for them.
Just a thought.
What now?
Well, I'm just spitballing here, but what if you were to start a temporary services company?
But I told you, I hate the business.
Well, you don't have to do the business. You just make your zombies, and I hook you up with a warden grad to run the thing.
What is this wart on?
All you need to concentrate on is zombies go out, and money comes in.
Zombies go out, money comes in?
Exactly.
Like the sound of that.
Excellent.
So, do I still turn you into the zombie?
No. If I'm a zombie, I can't help you.
Oh, right, Mom, right.
As he drove away, Edwin placed two phone calls. The first was to his broker to place a substantial short on Spanner Construction. The way he looked at it, if no one profited off the misery of a company ruined, well, then there was just misery. The second call set the wheels in motion for what would become Zombisource, LLC, the world's first undead temporary service. The first three quarters were a resounding success, due in part to a hugely successful marketing campaign featuring the slogan, "If your employees are brain dead, then why not pay less for zombies?" But the following spring, the VP disappeared.
Run, Mom, run!
And although they searched high and low, they could not find him. But if they had thought to look in a cornfield in a little traveled nook of Kansas,
No, man, don't go for third.
Or had noticed a uniquely connected series of great robberies.
And he's rounding second. Coach waving him back. The throw in.
No.
And he's tagged out.
Oh, what's the matter, you?
Wait a minute. His foot's still on the base.
I can't believe it. Yes, he's safe at second. Have you ever seen the like of it?
All I've got to say is they'll be calling him Footless Joe from now on. DiMaggio shambles up to the plate. You know, technically he's on the undead roster, but there's still a lot of life in Jolton Joe's game. And the pitch? Just a little outside. Ball one.
For those of you who can't wait any longer, there are now comic books for sale on succeedinevil.com. We've made a collector's bag set available that features a 22-page comic, black and white, that is signed and numbered by Nick and myself, and a CD with the first 10 episodes of How to Succeed in Evil. There are a limited number of these, so buy them now or look for them on eBay. And if you can wait, full-color, non-limited edition comics should be available in about a month and a half.